Welcome to the Hello Hello World podcast with me, Candace Mollard. Hello Hello World is available wherever you stream podcasts. Please be sure to rate, share, and subscribe. Your feedback is greatly appreciated. On today's Local Business Love episode, I chat with Megan from Iris and Marnie. Megan is a jewelry maker. She makes beautiful handcrafted earrings and necklaces using metal and polymer clay, gorgeous pieces, colorful and 1960s inspired, if you can imagine. So beautiful. I hope you learned something from this episode. Grab yourself some water and thanks for listening.
Yay!
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hello, hello. How are you doing today, Megan?
I'm good, thank Candace. How are
good.
You?
I'm good, too. You must be coming off of a high from the weekend. You were at the urban market, right?
I was, yeah. It is an awesome weekend. Definitely a high, and now it's time to kind of hit the pavement running and continue on my way.
Good, nice. Awesome. That's a really positive and creative place to be.
It really is. Oh my goodness. The collection of artists and makers there, they're absolutely wonderful. Fantastic group of people for sure.
Good. I'm so glad that you were able to be part of that this weekend. So congratulations for that. And everyone who's listening, this is Megan from Iris and Marnie. Mm-hmm. And I quote, small batch handcrafted jewelry is what we make, right?
It is, yeah.
Beautiful pieces. I was browsing through your website last night for some inspiration, so I knew exactly what I was looking at, and I love that it said there 1960s inspired, correct?
Correct, yeah. You know, I think of larger pieces, bright, bold colors, and it's interesting because the collection has kind of evolved over time, as most art does and
right.
should. But definitely, it's inspired by kind of those brighter films, those bolder colors, those bigger pieces, definitely.
Definitely is, for sure. And you, is it just you who's making this, or do you have a partner in crime?
I do not. It is just me behind the scenes making and creating. And I've been doing this for, gosh, almost 10 years making jewelry.
Wow.
Yeah. And just in the last year and a half, I started with polymer clay just because I loved the feel of it. It was so tactile and it was kind of therapeutic as well. So it is just me.
Oh, okay. I don't know why, but I felt as though maybe it's because the name of your company is two names.
Yep.
And I want to get to that, but polymer clay, I've worked with it when I was younger. We would do something with it, but it is fun. It's very, I feel like you could get really creative while you're holding it in your hands and make some cool pieces as you do.
Well, thank you. Yeah. You know, it's very cool. It's, has a lot of possibilities, and I think that's what I love about it.
Mm-hmm. So let's tie that back to the name of your business, Iris and Marnie. Mm-hmm. I know why, because I researched, but let us know what the name is, the meaning of the name of your business.
Sure. So it the two names are actually our grandmothers. So I say Iris and my grandmother was Marnie. Her name is Marjorie Hawkswood, but everyone called her Marnie. All the grandkids did, and that's who we knew her as. And the other name, Iris, is actually my husband's grandmother. And they were both absolute sweethearts. I decided to name it after them because they were such iconic women in our lives. You know, Marnie for myself and then Iris for my husband. So it felt right that they would be the kind of namesakes, the monikers of this business. And also because of their love of jewelry, you know, they loved costume jewelry and, you know, they love dressing up
and
getting ready and, you know, the whole attire. So, I mean, they were of that generation too. And I think I joked in a post recently about Marnie not ever wearing sweatpants, so I can't imagine her ever being in anything other than, you know, a three-piece suit or hat and gloves and, you know, the whole set.
That is a beautiful visual that you have of her, and I'm sure you've visualized her with some of your pieces on before.
I hope so. You know, the idea behind it was that create pieces that they would want to wear, hopefully. And I think that's definitely it. So,
yeah. And so that ties into another question I had is like, where you are clearly 1960s inspired, but, and also from grandparents, but however, is there anything else that helps you create or gives you ideas on what to create? Because I mean, from what I see on your socials and your website, you have a very large selection. And how do you continue to create?
For me, it's a fluid process. So, you know, you get inspiration from just about anywhere. I mean, art, that's a huge play in my life as well, because I'm also a visual artist. So, you know, that kind of comes into when I'm creating, but I say small batch because each piece I want to be unique, and I kind of equate that to my art as well, you know, and I have that kind of mindset as a visual artist as well. I want to be able to elevate the medium of palm or clay so that, you know, you're taking home a unique piece of art. So for me, inspiration comes from that. It comes from everyday life. It comes from friends and family. And you know, it's also a very kind of, like, as I've mentioned before, very fluid modular process. So it happens while I'm creating as well, you know, and it's hit and miss as well. You know, you get these ideas and you're like, I'm going to try and execute this and it's going to be fantastic. And, you know, and it fails miserably, but maybe something else comes out of it and you grow and you learn and you kind of move towards a different avenue or creation. And that's kind of how it all evolves and has kind of come to fruition. And the collection is the way it is because of that, for sure.
And do you, as far as evolving, do you, is there anything that you have wanted to make or anything that's on the radar for you to make that you haven't yet?
There are, you know, again, I've got like a long list of ideas and
things. I love lists. I want to
experiment. Me too. It's so funny. As an artist, they're like, you have lists? You're organized?
Oh, like, yeah. Very much so.
Definitely. There's nothing better than checking off something on your list. So it's a great feeling for sure. But no, I have a long list of ideas. One in particular is floral pieces. So I'm learning how to create like petal shapes and more organic components for the palm or clay. So I think that's going to be my biggest, my next step, my biggest goal right now in introducing something like that to the collection.
Cool. Yeah. Like a new floral collection. I can see it. We can find you on Facebook and Instagram and your website. Are you available in any stores currently?
I am. I'm currently available at Nancy John's Gallery. So my collection is there. And then I do have some items as well at the Hook Pusher. And they're both on Wyandotte.
Okay. So yeah.
Cool. Businesses.
Yep. Absolutely. I'll make sure that I tag them down below so everyone knows where they can also find your gorgeous art. And I saw the Yorktown Square tote. Oh my goodness. Yeah. How cool is that? Is it have a special place in your heart, Yorktown Square?
Oh, it does. I think for a lot of us Windsorites, it does. And I grew up in South Windsor and I did the journey up the 401, like a lot of us did. And I lived in Toronto and then eventually made my way back and I live and work here, and it has always been this iconic, wonderful South Windsor, you know, landmark that I think we all grew up with, we all know, and it's wonderful that it's still around. So for me, I've used it in my visual art, or fine art, I've used it on the tote bags. I've done drawings of it. So it
Oh,
just it keeps coming
cool.
up and it keeps recreating itself in my work. So the totes for sure, they were fun. That was the first kind of image that I knew I wanted to get on those. So
Very cool. Loved it. And you were at the urban market this weekend. Are there any future pop-ups or markets that you're going to be involved in this summer that you can tell us about?
definitely. Well, I do. There's a couple percolating for September. I don't have exact dates yet,
Sure.
but October, I will be at Nancy John's Gallery. And the exact dates, I think it's the 16th, 17th, but I can send you those. I will be, it's a Saturday, actually. I'll be popping up and doing live demonstrations of how exactly I create my polymer
Oh,
clay earrings. So
cool.
it's going to be a
That's
lot of
cool.
fun. And I'll have a display of items kind of unique to that day. And it's going to be, I think, a lot of fun because I you know, a lot of people have said to me, you got to think about it as a cooking show. Like, you have it in different stages because, it's not what you normally think, just condition the clay, cut it out, bake it, and voila, you're done. So
You have to
it's
step.
interesting to show everyone, exactly the full process.
Right. That'll be really fun. I went to the market this weekend and saw one of my favorite local artists, Mr. Bishop. He creates beautiful nature animals. He can do humans as well, but he was showing my daughter how to paint. And what he does and his techniques and things like that. So that's what I thought of when you said that. I love that you're going to be showing how you make your art, not just your actual art.
Definitely. It'll be a lot of fun because I enjoy kind of imparting that information and process that I've learned on others. And it'll be neat to kind of connect with people on that level. So that's so neat that you were able to see how his process works and connect with him in that way.
Right, because I have his art in my home already for many years, and I've met him, yes, but I've never seen him create. And to me, that's the most important part of an artistic process is the creating. So it was
It
really
is,
lovely to see, and I will be there to watch you if I'm available that day.
Wonderful.
Yeah, I will bring my daughter. She would be just in her glory to watch that.
Oh, that'll be so much fun.
Yeah, I can't wait. So I know that you have goals for future products, but before I put you on the spot in a minute, I want to know what your goals are for your business. Like, what are the business goals for the future?
Business goals, it's interesting you ask because, as I said before, this is something I've been doing as a side hustle, we call it, for quite some time. And you work full time and then you dive into this at night and then weekends and any kind of free spare
A
moment
true
you
artist.
had.
It's a
Yes, and
true
I've been doing
artist.
it for quite some time, and finally I decided to take the plunge and I left my full-time job and I committed to this full-time. So this is what I do. And it's scary, it's terrifying, but it is so fulfilling for me to be able to finally say, I'm a working artist. And
Wow.
so that's been a huge step for me, emotionally and career. And so this kind of journey has it's been a long journey. And I've had others that said to me, how do you know when it's the right time? And that
It's a good
question's so
question.
funny. It is. And you're like, well, it I don't think there really is ever a good time. I mean, there's ways in which you can set yourself up for to succeed, obviously, and make sure that you have all your ducks in a row, but you can only get so far, I feel. As a part-time artist, because there's only so many hours in the day. And I commend, all my other cohorts that are doing the same thing, but that are also, they're working full time and they're doing this on the side. It's a second job. So that's kind of where I've come from. And moving forward for me, I've got it as a online business, and I'd like to start to get my product in more stores and eventually long term, a store of my own is the end goal. So I've always been kind of an entrepreneur at heart. I've worked for small businesses, my entire career. I've had the for I've been fortunate to, as I said, work for small businesses, but to experience that whole process and know what it's like to work for small businesses and what it takes to run a business. It's not all one thing. It's, you wear many different hats, and it's, but that's what I enjoy about it. So.
Oh, and when you're wearing your hats, it'll be cute because you'll have nice earrings and necklaces to beam with it.
True.
yeah, for sure. It'll be cute no matter what. Do you find this might get a little be getting a little personal, but I think I can ask you. Do you
Of
find that
course.
you've created some really, I mean, I've spoken to so many different business types of businesses, from baking and jewelry and resin and candles and things like that. Everyone collectively has said to me, either on air, whoo, I sound professional. Or privately, that they've created such a strong community with the people who are doing basically the same things as they are in our community specifically. And there's absolutely, I'm sure with all things, there are things that are, not good, but for the most part, everyone has been getting along and been really supportive with each other, and there's no competition,
I agree.
Like I'm just wondering if you feel like the same way regarding the community of people in the city who are doing the same things as you. Like, have you been does that make sense to you or
Oh yeah, totally. No, it's a great question because
sometimes I
I
overtalk because I get too personal and I'm like, oh shit. Should I be
No, it's a
asking
great
that? But I feel like, it's lovely to see the community come together.
It is, and there really is a wonderful artist community. I'm so glad you asked that because I experienced this community embrace when I moved back to Windsor. So I got a job working for Nancy Johns. I was at the gallery as a manager for 7 years, and for me, I was blown away by the community support for the arts, for our makers. As I had mentioned before, I had traveled from Toronto. I worked at a gallery there, and it was very isolated. It was very kind of, you felt like you were in your own island based in the business. And that was also my lack of connection to that city. So when I moved back to Windsor, I was, as I said, I was blown away by the support. And not just the support of our clients, but the support of our artists and our makers. And that's what I see, even now as I'm creating and kind of making my own little path, there are others that are doing what I'm doing or something similar, or they're creators of other items and products that are rooting me on and saying, "I support you, you're doing a great job." And what it does for me is it makes me want to do the same for others too. So I do see a wonderful community and sense of community here, support as well. Even when I was at the Urban Art Market this weekend, the amount of makers that came out that are at the Urban Art Market to say hi, that shared posts, that purchased, supported, it was incredible. So I definitely agree with that statement, and I'm so glad you asked you because I think I'm a huge supporter of the city. I love Windsor, and I worked. I actually in a past life, not so long ago, I worked for the tourism board. So I do have a deep love and connection to the city, and I think part of that reason is because of how supportive our community is.
Yes, thank you for validating my question that it
Of
wasn't
course.
silly.
No,
Bleh.
not at all. Not at all.
I really am trying in my show to get the point across that the community is just so wonderful here, and I often hear people bashing our city themselves, people who live here, and I think You have no idea. You know, when something is needed, the community comes together. It's a beautiful place to live, and I'm happy to be here. I'm happy to have met you. Before I let you go, I want you to shout out some local businesses or one or several. You've already mentioned the Hook Pusher and Nancy John's Gallery.
Yeah, another great maker who's doing I can say as well, Palmer Clay. I adore her collection. It's Bloom and Pine. She's phenomenal. I love her work. As a someone who worked with small businesses, I could go on and on, but
Yeah,
oh
of
gosh, if I
course.
got into food, we would be here for probably forever. But there's absolutely wonderful artists too. Rachel Peters, absolutely amazing artist. You should definitely check out her work. She just recently had a show at Show in Walkerville, and it was she actually won a grant, partially funded it. She did a phenomenal job. So definitely,
Wow.
there's some fantastic artists, fantastic
Sweet.
artists in our city.
And I know Bloom and Pine is on Instagram. I follow her, but is Rachel Peters on Instagram? Can we find her?
She is, yes.
Okay. All right. I'll be sure to tag all of these mentioned businesses, in your description. Thank you again for listening to me ramble and barf out my words today.
Well, thank you for having me on. I so appreciate it.
Yeah, it was nice to connect with you, and good luck with your future jewelry making endeavors.
I appreciate it, and thanks so much.
Thanks. Bye.
Take care.